Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio. We're here at the Berlin Film Festival, and I'm joined by Nora Fingscheid for her film System Crashes. So thank you so much, Nora, for speaking with us, and congratulations on a really incredible, powerful, if heartbreaking at times, film.
Thank you very much.
So maybe you could just start by telling me, how did you decide on this story for this film? It's, you know, quite a particular story. Was it inspired by true events, a news story you came across? What was the inspiration?
So I always wanted to make a film about a wild, energetic little girl, because I was a little bit like this as a girl, but I never saw a film who really like had this energy. But I was looking for a story and didn't find one and forgot about it. And then 6 years ago, during a shoot for a documentary, there was a true event. It was about a shelter for homeless women, and a 14-year-old girl moved in. So I thought, like, what's a 14-year-old girl doing here? And the social worker told me, oh, it's the System Crashers. We can always take them in on their 14th birthday. And I was like, what's that, System Crasher? It's a powerful expression, never heard it before. So that was the starting point for me.
I feel the film rests heavily on this performance by Helena Zengel. I mean, for a child actor, it's pretty amazing what she's able to achieve. So how did you come across this young actress, and how did you work with her to really bring out this very authentic and very intense performance?
So during the script writing, I always thought I'm never going to find a girl who can play that role. And if I find her, her parents will never agree to let her be in this film. But then actually it was quite easy. We found Helena through children's casting, through a casting director in her agency. She was girl number 7 in the casting process. So I thought, now it's impossible. It cannot be girl number 7. So I casted 150 more girls. But I always came back to her.
And were there any moments that were challenging working with a child and having to kind of reach these very sort of traumatic moments? You know, were there any bits that were particularly challenging to pull off?
I think every day was challenging in this project. It was a very long shooting. So working with children is restricted in Germany. You can't shoot too many hours. And that's also good, because then we shot 5 months. And it was not only tragic days. We also had days with just light and easy scenes. And we had a long preparation. So Helena and I, we started working together 6 months before the shooting started. And she took part in every casting for the adult roles. So piece by piece, she would get into Benny's world. And then she could differentiate between what would be Benny's reaction, what would be my reaction. So when we started shooting the film, she was already in the character.
And equally, I feel the character of Misha, played by Albrecht, this is a really extraordinary role. And the chemistry and connection between those characters and between those actors really plays out well on screen. So was it important for that chemistry to be there, and I guess for these two actors to trust each other a lot?
Absolutely. It was the most important thing was to find a Micha who gets a real connection with Benny. And already after the first casting with Helena and Albrecht, it was easy to see that she had really big interest in him. And she wanted to know more about him, and she wanted to make jokes with him. So something, it was like falling in love is maybe not the right expression, but if you know what I mean, she really wanted to work with him. So after that, she didn't like all the other Michas. She got to know that much as him, and then it was clear. And besides, he's a fantastic actor, and he committed himself 100% to this role. He made research, preparation. He changed his physical appearance for this role. So I'm very happy with these two actors and all the rest.
I think what the film really has is this kind of level of complexity, in that it's not clear, you know, whether we're supposed to, who we're supposed to judge, who we're not supposed to judge, but we always have seem to have a lot of empathy with all the characters, however they behave, and even the people on the side of the social services. So was that something that was very important to you, to kind of show all perspectives, but also to perhaps show that, that it's very challenging for social services to cope with these cases?
Definitely. It was very important for me that it's not the bad system, because during my research, I didn't have this experience at all. I always met people who wanted to help, who do their job for a good purpose, and they get not paid much of money. The jobs are not respected too much within society. And it's a tragic thing, actually, because they try to do their best, but structure is difficult. So the system couldn't be the antagonism. I wanted to make a film where the antagonism lies within the main character.
And then just thinking about the kind of the specifics of the way you've shot the film, I think there's some really beautiful ways that you kind of convey the perspective of the child, that we really feel like we're having to go through these moments with her. And some points it kind of zones out or she kind of has blackouts. So was that something that was particular to the way you wanted to film the film?
Definitely. We wanted to make it an like audiovisual experience, and it was not so easy to find the right pictures for a traumatized child. So it was also a lot of trial and error and do experimental stuff on set, very low budget stuff. But, you know, you can make magic with very little tricks, and this is what I like a lot. And the DOP, Yunus Roy-Ima, and me, we already worked together on our second year film in film school. So, and not only with him, also with the musician, with the editor. So they are my creative friends, let's say.
As we've been discussing, you know, it does resist any kind of judgment on any sides, but it is perhaps quite shocking, some of the images that we see. So maybe some of the violence, maybe just the extremes of Benny's behaviour. So what do you think the impact will be on audiences when they see this film, or what do you think they'll take away?
I think the film had to be extreme, because if Benny wouldn't be extreme enough, then you could just say, why don't the adults have more patience? You would then judge them. So it had to be understandable for the audience why the adults are desperate with Benny. It couldn't be too easy. Then Micha would just show up and be the angel and savior. No, it couldn't be that easy.
And can you just quickly tell us, do you already have your next project lined up for writing, directing?
I have two projects I want to write, or I'm doing already research on for a long time. It's at a very early stage, so it's too early to name concrete titles. But I need themes that really stay with me. And if something interests me for many years, then I know, okay, I can make a film out of it.
All right, well, that's been fantastic. Thanks so much for speaking with us. This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.